Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia at 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Philadelphia has seen a record year for activism as people took to the streets and attended city council meetings demanding change to policing and crying out for a fair election. WHYY's Ximena Condi reports organizers expect a drop-off in engagement, and they say it's not a bad thing.
18-year-old Niall Sharif Trudeau from Philadelphia marched for the first time during the summer's racial justice protests. She says police tear gassed her on I-676 in June, and she continued to attend marches.
Like, some people are too scared to go back, you know? For us, because we're Black, I think we feel like we can't, you know, give in and give up.
But Sharif Trudeau says she took a break from marching around August. Her parents didn't want her out as coronavirus cases went up. She was starting school, and she needed a break to preserve her mental health.
We recognize that, you know, when big moments happen, it opens the door for a groundswell of support.
That's Reverend Mark Tyler with Power Live Free, an interfaith group focused on issues like ending gun violence and mass incarceration.
You know, I can't speak for other people, but it doesn't bother me that people come and go. Because that is, you know, people have jobs. They've got other responsibilities.
Tyler says when people like Sharif Trudeau take a break, people who get paid to organize can fine-tune their platforms. So when the next groundswell of support takes place, organizers can point newcomers to a list of demands. And Sharif Trudeau says she's ready.
Although it's been very difficult to stay on top of the fight for justice, we're not done.
And when the next call comes, she will join thousands of others to make her voice heard. Ximena Condi, WHYY News.